Welcome to Jive on Air. Today we're going to be talking about UFOs. Do they exist? Have you ever been taken by aliens? Who knows? Today's panel is me, Dana Ruggiero.
Ethan Mack.
Micah.
Cameron.
Kaylee.
Dan.
James.
Dustin.
Demand!
This is my 7th grade computer class. Today is our first discussion, and we're just wondering, do you believe in UFOs? Who knows? I don't know. Sometimes I see flashing lights in the sky and I think the aliens are going to take me. Has anybody else had an alien experience?
No. Yeah.
Ethan, tell us about your alien experience.
I was down out riding the road with my mom and dad, and then I saw sparkling lights in the sky. I was like, Mom, that's a UFO right there.
And what happened?
And then I saw lights, and then I saw it just disappear.
Cameron, what do you think?
They are real.
Why are they real?
Because this one time when we were riding around, and we saw the three lights on the road, when we tried to drive up to them, they were gone.
Oh.
Maybe it was a rainbow.
Maybe. I personally have been in bed, and then like you feel like the cover's moving off of you, and you can see like lights flashing in front of your eyes, and you think like you're being taken
that's
by
not UFOs,
aliens.
That's the fourth kind.
That's ghosts.
That's like ghosts. The paranormal activity.
I'm pretty sure it's not ghosts. I'm pretty sure it's night terrors, but who really knows? In fact, we don't know, and that's one of the main reasons that NASA has been denying all these years that something like Area 51 doesn't exist, or that...
It exists in Rachel, Nevada.
Or that Roswell doesn't exist, okay? We don't know, okay? We know that these cities exist, but really, are there UFOs? Are there aliens? Are they living among us? Am I one of them? Those are answers we'll come back to after this break.
Yeah.
are back, and what I wanted to say is that, you know what? There are different stories of different things that happen all different times. We have Timmy now telling us a story about bait jars and disappearing things.
There's this one time when my dad was telling us stories when he was younger, and he said he was out crabbing, and one of the bait jars picked up, and it disappeared, and he said he never found it ever again. They're missing bait jars.
And it was aliens, or was it just people stealing bait jars?
No, it was on the boat. They looked in the back, and there's bait jars there. It picked up. They saw a bait jar pick up.
And fly away by itself?
They said it was weird.
Wow. It could be aliens. What about you, Dusty?
I've heard stories about my Grandpa Newman. One day he was out fishing on his boat, and a UFO crashed over by somewhere, but I don't know where. And there's a barge by him. All the lights shut off and stuff. And then what happened was that then the lights turned back on or something like that. But you could see all the lights on the barge, everybody with lanterns on the barge. And then my Grandpa Newman found aluminum sheet. And every time he'd crinkle it up, it would unbend by itself.
Wow, that's crazy. I could be an alien. Hey, Dusty, what do you think?
I think that the men in black are not real because we never see or hear anything and on the news and all that stuff.
Isn't that their job?
Well, they yes, it be, is, they... but see...
I disagree with that, Dusty.
But see... What we see them and stuff with different cars, how the FBI are and stuff, but we never see it, and we don't see big people in black suits.
I see people in black suits before.
I have a black suit with the appropriate
the board stuff. Yeah.
Oh, Ethan, what do you think?
I think they're real.
Why are they real?
Because this planet is in a solar system of where aliens, it's in the center. Aliens could come to this solar system without us knowing, but then this secret group started because so many aliens came to this planet. Mm-hmm. You know, we're aliens actually just being on this planet. We don't have to be extraterrestrial.
If other aliens actually came here and saw us and could speak English, they'd say that we're freakish looking.
Like
E.T. I disagree with Ethan's
theory.
Yes, theory.
It's not theory, it's truth, Dusty.
How do you know it's the truth?
I know everything.
All the asteroids and stuff coming
but
at
I
us.
I disagree because we don't know if there's men in black, and we do not know if there's aliens. We only heard stories about there's aliens and stuff, but we seriously don't know. We haven't seen anything in the sky, and if they came, they'd probably
destroy the human race?
Yes, destroy the human race.
Instead of trying to contact
with humankind.
All the asteroids coming at us, it could be a sign of
there. I'm disagreeing with the thing. Because, the other day, me, Chanel, JC, that's kind of wild, though. We're all sitting outside in the swing. We're all swinging outside. And, all of a sudden, we see this light coming towards us. It was moving around, and, we didn't know what it was. It's coming towards us, and we went back out and in, and we didn't know what it was. And finally, the light thing turned off. We got all freaked out, and then we ran inside. It was pretty creepy.
Yeah, we have to take a break, but we're going to come back and talk about Earth, the center of the universe, or not.
Take this badge from me.
Okay, and we are back on the air with Jive on Air. Aliens. Real? Fake? Do they exist? UFOs? Are they coming to Earth? Are they going to come take us? We don't know. But I guess our next topic of conversation is going to be Earth. Center of the universe or not? Now, we all know that that was proven untrue. We're not the center of the universe. In fact, we're not even the center of the solar system. The sun is. But what is this idea, this elitist idea that there can't be other life out there simply because we haven't found it yet? The universe is an infinite place, and it's got infinite galaxies and infinite planets and infinite stars. So, are we the only people out there? What do you guys think?
Yeah, no, we're not the only life here. With this infinite number of planets, there could be other planets and solar systems with life like ours. They might have different characteristics and traits of what they look like, but still, there's other life.
That's a good
what do you
answer.
Think, Peyton?
I think I agree with Ethan, because they're like a Mars, like they say, like if our planet explodes or something, that's supposed to, like, goes dead, we could go on Mars and live, and they, like, see, like, because there's frozen ice things all over, and they found out, like, there's living things under the ice, and who knows what they could be.
It's true. Dusty.
Okay, I agree with both Ethan and Peyton, because we have the technology to make different space shuttles and things to where we can have flight to Mars, like how we are getting planes and such other things to get to the moon and stuff.
Okay, that is just within our solar system. We're talking about Mars, Mercury. James, what do you think about planets outside of our solar system, outside of our galaxy, way far away?
Well, I think there could be lives on them because there are galaxies and solar systems we haven't explored. And so we wouldn't really know if there's any life or not on them.
Do you think that they're abducting us, though?
I don't really think that we'd ever be abducted by aliens.
I disagree with that.
Because Ethan's been abducted before.
Why do you disagree, Ethan?
We could tell.
I disagree with us being abducted because maybe aliens are plotting on coming here, so they need a familiar background on what our race is, the different races, what kind of animals we have here, and stuff like that. Our cultures. They if they're gonna come here, they need to know what they're gonna be dealing with.
It's a meteor shower.
So what you're saying is that there's aliens are studying us on Earth from different universes and solar systems.
Yeah, like aliens be coming here to take us to their place. We may be dead, but maybe they can still isolate us so that they can use us as in like human suits. Like they could come here disguised. Yes.
So you think the aliens are going to abduct us, kill us, and use us as
no,
human
only
suits?
Like few, maybe one from each kind of race and different religion and stuff like that. You never, yeah.
I really don't agree with that. I think I seriously think I don't believe in that. I don't think it's gonna take every person from every race.
I'm not saying like every single person, like one person.
I know, but I mean, like you said, one person from every race. It's a lot of race. I mean, like
there's like Caucasian, Hispanic, Chinese, Japanese, stuff like that.
Yeah, but so many people. You're like half the world already, and like one person for everything.
Okay, but don't you think it's a little bit elitist to assume that we're so special that they need to take us over, or that there's this idea that they're coming to Earth because we have something they want? What if they avoid us like the plague because they're more special than we are?
And you know, if they're aliens, maybe they have better technology than what we have.
If they're coming here in a spaceship, they definitely have better technology than we have.
They have pretty good heads.
Yeah, aliens got big heads.
I've seen that before.
I think they're taking more of the animals. I think they abduct more animals than people. So
they abduct cows.
So they like know what we eat and stuff like that, maybe?
Yeah.
So that we can be in their zoo later?
Yeah.
And they're going to make a whole planet's going to turn into a zoo for aliens.
Okay, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, little green men are people that look just like us.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, gem and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, gem and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it. Technologic, 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 technologic. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it. Touch it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it. Scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it. Leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, gem and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it. Technologic, 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 technologic.
Okay, we are back. Now, what is this idea that aliens are going to look like pointy gray or green men?
It's a lie.
With big black eyes and no clothes. And
no.
Is this the ET theory?
Like naked?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Right, Cameron, what do you think? If an alien came to the Earth, what would they look like?
They'd look like me.
Why would they look like you?
Because they're not different. They just know more.
Maybe because you're an alien and you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, Micah, what do you think?
Oh, well, I was convinced when I watched that movie that they were like...
Fourth Kind, I bet?
No, like... District 9? Smith, yeah.
District 9?
No, that's a when they were, when they were, like, had suits, they had suits for the humans, you know?
Like an Edgar suit?
What's that?
That was, like, where that guy took his skin off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
District 9 seems like a really dumb movie.
It is. I wouldn't recommend it.
It doesn't seem like it's real. It just seems like a fake movie.
And it's not, it's like a documentary. District 9 looks like a good movie in the previews because it has the voiceovers and everything that could sound cool. But then I bought it on iTunes and it's not that good at all. At all, no.
And?
Oh, yeah, less movies, more aliens. Dustin, what's up?
I think that they will look just like us because they want to know how we react and stuff. And they want to learn all our languages. In the world, they may be smarter and stuff or dumber. We do not know.
I disagree with that, Dusty.
Why do you disagree with it?
I don't think they're gonna look like humans at all. I think they might look like bugs or something. Have antennas.
You just said that District 9 was stupid and that has the bugs in it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
They look like crawfish. Those are. Animal.
No.
I'm talking about bugs, not crawfish.
District 9 is cricket.
Crawfish. Crawfish.
No, not crawfish. Cockroaches.
Well, Kaylee, when you were abducted by aliens, tell us what they look like.
She was abducted by aliens?
You didn't know that? You guys seriously didn't know she was abducted by aliens.
Kaylee, tell us about your home world.
What?
Tell us.
Tell us about Mars.
They look like camera.
My parents... They look like they've been thrown through a washer and dryer and came out.
Ooh, alive. They're not gonna like you.
Alive.
What color are they?
They're grayish blue.
They have bruises, Ethan.
Kaylee is obviously on prescription medication. Hopefully we can help her. She's not abducted by aliens, but obviously she believes she was.
Well, how are my parents aliens then?
See what I mean?
Exactly. It's the medicine talking, folks. We disagree. Cameron, what's up?
I think my parents are aliens.
Your parents?
Yeah, they have eyes behind their head.
Mine too.
They have eyes behind their head.
Mine too. My mom says she has eyes all around us.
Do you think when,
yes, it is.
When people grow up, like, they become aliens?
Yeah.
Like, you know how they say, I have eyes behind.
That's what parents say just so then their kids won't try to sneak it out and stuff like that.
I really believe that they are not aliens. I think that UFOs and aliens were more likely to pass us by because Earth is very provincial. If you think about it, 100 years ago, we didn't really have cars. And 100 years before that, we didn't have any kind of indoor plumbing. And 100 years before that, we were fighting each other, you know, to the death.
We're still kind of doing that, except for... Some people get away and we have more advanced weapons.
Why does everything happen in America, though?
See, that's the idea. Are people in other countries getting abducted by aliens or only Americans?
It's just Americans.
Why just America?
I don't think
because America is America.
Why, Dusty, do you think?
Because we are, though.
Because America seems to be, like, the most populated country in the world.
But it's not. China is.
Yeah.
China doesn't get abducted.
It should populate.
I've heard from my cousins. My cousin, he's been to Europe and stuff, and he said that he's seen them, he's seen spaceships in Europe.
Really?
Yeah.
Spaceships,
hear about all the things, like, on History Channel with the aliens and different...
That's like Cold Case Files and stuff.
Yeah,
like
and they turn out to be three-dimensional. We don't know if they're real or not.
And they could be fake for all we know. So. Mm-hmm.
But just this idea that the government might be keeping something from us. If aliens do exist, do we have the right to know? Timmy, what do you think?
I think we do.
Why?
Because then they could, like, we don't know any...
For our alien rights.
let's see. I just think we should know because we could all be aliens and stuff like that too.
I agree.
James, what do you think?
I agree with Timmy because, like, if they want to kill us, I don't want to die without knowing they're going to.
It's very true. Kind of like Independence Day when they just blasted everybody away. Not a fun way to go. Cameron.
God.
Okay. Dusty.
I agree with Timmy because we have the right to know if there is aliens in our solar system and in our universe and other solar systems. And that way we'll know that we could get a head start and get early technology.
I want to do the people.
To where we can defeat the aliens when they come.
Very true. Peyton, what do you think?
I believe Timothy because, you never know. A president could be an alien, you know, you just don't know it.
It's true. We just don't know.
And Obama might be just like helping the aliens figure out people and do this like and that.
Does he have to gain, Ethan?
Well, I think we should know if there's aliens, because then if we know, if they come here, there won't be much panic. There might be some for people who think that they're gonna try to destroy us and stuff like that. Yeah, but if we know, it won't affect us by much.
Who agrees with that? Who thinks that if tomorrow the president announces that there are aliens among us, that there will be no panic?
I would panic.
Well, I don't mean if they're not gonna panic right away. Of course they're gonna do that, but I mean like after time.
He's trying to convince us so we wouldn't be scared against the aliens.
Yeah, see, if the president told us that they're like the government. And everything started saying that there's aliens, and they told us
there would be a panic. It needs
to
be running.
Oh my God, you kids!
Would you be panicked, Ethan?
No, I'd be like, wow, that's kind of cool. There's aliens.
You'd be running around like a little girl, like everyone else. Like,
I'd be like, wow, that's kind of cool. When can I see one? Are they gonna have them in the museum?
We're trying to go against people.
Are they gonna have babies?
Ethan would rob a store, get all the food, go hide in a cardboard box, and go up to the mountains.
I'm not a little hobo, Timmy.
Okay, but the assumption here is that aliens will be invading the world. I think in Kingo will be relatively safe for a few years, because what kind of alien would want to come here?
I don't know.
Ethan.
Ooh,
for
like
Ethan.
A sea alien.
I mean, like, not in Alaska. I think everyone in Alaska here in a few years would be cool, because I think it would be kind of cold to come here. If you look outside right now, cold. It's like a blizzard out there right now of snow.
I think maybe it's because aliens like salmon. On that note, we'll be back in a couple minutes. we are back. I think before we continue again, I am going to bring up some stuff that I found on Paranormal Daily News. Facts about aliens. Okay? One, it says that aliens are those beings who are not born on a planet we call our own home. Two, aliens utilize spacecraft, not of Earth origin. Three, aliens are called by various names, such as extra biological entities or EBEs. Aliens can come in various forms with approximately 68 categories typed. Here's a question. Who came up with the categories, really? Number five, aliens have their own agenda. Number six, aliens have come to Earth to research. Number seven, aliens are watching Earth and those who dwell upon it. Number eight, aliens refer to our species as one of five on planet Earth. Number nine, aliens prepare to protect our location in this galaxy. Number 10, aliens consider us one of many intelligent beings in the universe. Now, who believes that that's real and who believes it's kind of like a crock? Cam, what do you think?
I believe it.
Why do you believe it?
It's just a feeling. I feel strong about that.
Okay. Who else believes it? Timmy.
I don't really believe that because, like I was saying, they have their own agendas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How do they know?
How do people know when they actually never really seen them before?
Maybe these are people that have been abducted and know. Maybe they've talked to the aliens.
Like Kaylee over here.
Maybe. Dusty, what's up?
I disagree because, Area 51, this is going back into, our last session, but Area 51, how the government would notify us that aliens are here around our solar system, and if we have captured one and stuff, if they would do research, or would they keep it in? And and they do experimental studies on it.
It's true. They could do that stuff. Okay, so there are 68 different categories of aliens. Now, I can only really think of one. Aliens.
Me too.
Okay, so, other 67 categories?
How do they How do they know? How do they even know how many there are?
I don't know.
We haven't got out of this solar system.
Aliens look like Smurfs.
Possibility.
That's probably.
Sure, we haven't hit that past the asteroid belt.
Yeah, so how do they know?
Mm-hmm, and there's a lot of things we don't know about the universe. I'm not saying that aliens don't exist. In fact, I would be pretty sure that there'd be something out there besides us. The fact is that I don't really think that aliens are coming to Earth.
Be like Transformers.
I don't really think they're coming to Earth to, to do medical experiments on us. You know, I really don't think they need to do medical experiments on us.
Yeah, they're going to have finger things that, shoot at you.
But they don't know.
They're going to have finger tasers. They're going to have finger tasers.
They're going to have cat lasers.
Which is my favorite Dark Martian.
It's gonna
shoot out of their fingers. 15-foot springs with a spike in the end that electrocutes
you. And then you ask them the question.
Okay, we're gonna do a round table here to see if we have changed anybody's beliefs on aliens. I, for one, still believe that while aliens are out there, they're not visiting Earth. Ethan.
I believe that aliens exist and are on Earth and are watching it at all times.
Micah.
Do I believe in aliens?
Yes.
Probably not.
Okay, Cam.
I strongly believe in them.
Cool, Kaylee.
With a passion.
I believe in aliens.
Peyton.
After this little web show?
Yes. James.
You don't believe in aliens? I do believe in aliens, but I really don't think that they're going to come to Earth and kill people.
Dusty.
I strongly disagree because aliens can kill us. They have the technology and weapons.
So you think that aliens are coming here to kill us?
Done it, Dusty.
Okay, Timmy, what do you think?
I do not think that aliens exist, whatsoever.
Okay, well, there you have it. Jive On Air web show number one, UFOs. Do they exist or not? According to the 7th grade class at King Cove School, they do. But some people disagree. We're going to end our show with a famous song about aliens, the Purple People Eater. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced shaking in the city. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed?
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts,
friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. A pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Really went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.